Well, hello guys, now this is going back a bit. You people remember the Rust shooting, the film Rust? Well, this femme in the thumbnail is the armourer. She was responsible for the guns on set and safety off the guns. That was her only job. But she didn't really take her job very seriously and kind of play-acted on the role, didn't she? Well, she's in court now, and the prosecution says she was completely unorganized, and that she mixed up rounds of live rounds and blanks. So when a guy goes to shoot a gun on set, there's supposed to be blanks in the gun. All right, he was kind of silly saying he didn't pull the trigger, and it was found out by the FBI that you have to pull the trigger, otherwise the gun won't go off. But even so, he didn't know there was a live round in there. You'd think it was blanks, wouldn't he? But if you take a look at the bullets and the way they were stored, they're all mixed up. The one with the silver center is a live round. The others are blanks. And even in the gun holster, there's two live rounds along with the blanks. That's just like an accident waiting to happen. And of course, somebody died. So who's responsible? Well, it's pretty obvious if the rounds weren't mixed up the way they were, and the armorer had done her job properly, when the trigger was pulled on the gun, there would be a bang, but that would be it. And the person would still be alive. So in my mind, the armorer is responsible. And I have no idea why it's taken so long to get her into court. I can't put this video on YouTube. They'll probably give me a strike. So what do you guys think? Who do you think is responsible? And who hired this armorer, who obviously didn't know her job? And why didn't other people speak up? They must have seen how unprofessional she was. I'll put a link to the news item down below. But justice needs to be served. Yeah, go ahead. Make my day.